Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
If you like Jason Momoa and you want to see his ass a lot, I got a show for you. I stumbled on it last night on Apple TV. It's called Chief of War. Have you guys heard about it?
No.
Just saw a commercial for it. I'm like, this is right down my alley, man. It's like Hawaiian history. It's based on Hawaiian history when the different islands and chiefs from the different islands used to like fight with each other, man. Guys from Kauai would just all head on over to Oahu and they just start kicking each other's ass, right? Well, Jason Momoa stars in it. And because of the dress of the time, he is mostly unclothed. You know, like those old school like thongs they used to wear? You're like the samurai, not samurai guys, but the sumo wrestler guys, whatever that thing's called. He's in that thing the entire time. You are checking out Jason Momoa's ass and he's swimming naked. If you like Jason Momoa's ass, you will like this show. I personally love the show, not because of his ass, just because it's great. But if you want to see Jason Momoa's ass, there it is.
Is he riding a shark?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, in the very first couple of scenes, he rides a shark because they're trying to make him out to be, well, I'm not going to tell you what it's about.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's almost, it's like old school Hawaiian mafia.
Yeah. I'm Googling this for educational purposes.
That's a lot of butt.
That's so much butt. That's almost too much butt.
I must have parental controls on my computer because I'm getting very little butt.
75% of the show is looking at his ass.
Have you seen the him freshly shaved?
Like his face? Hair?
He shaved his face.
Oh.
I've seen him freshly manicured lately.
Yeah.
On that show.
Yeah, so apparently for Dune 3 or whatever his next role is, he had to shave off all of his facial hair. It don't hit the same.
Oh, really?
It doesn't, really. You like that ruggedy kind of like,
oh,
yeah.
I'm all about the beard. Yeah. I need a good beard.
He's one of those guys that you would assume he comes out the womb with a beard.
What do you think?
Yeah! The butt or the beard?
Not the same.
He's
still very good looking.
Yes.
And I think maybe I am skewed because my husband has a beard and always has.
Mm-hmm.
But if he approached me without a beard, I would be like, you're sketchy and shady. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
but with a beard, I'd be like, hello, daddy. Take off that mawashi.
His smirk is a little nefarious. Like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I feel threatened. I'm scared.
He's one of those actors that I just like everything that he's in.
No, he's great. Yeah. I mean, he's a phenomenal. Like, he in Game of Thrones.
So
like,
good.
That's when I got introduced to him. Amazing.
I might be in love with him.
No, he's one of those celebs that has good energy. And I don't know how. I've never met him. But Zoe Kravitz is another one. Someone's explaining she has, like, this rich, calm energy.
Yeah.
I'm like, she does. And I feel like Jason Momoa is another one.
Yeah. Doesn't he date Zoe Kravitz's mom?
Used to. Not anymore, I don't think. No, wasn't he... Yes, he did. No, he dated Zoe Kravitz, didn't he?
No, he was married to Lisa Bonet until 2024, so Zoe's mom.
Okay, there
but
you
they
go.
Got divorced last year, so hello, daddy!
So you're saying there's a chance?
All I'm trying to tell you is...
A chance of a restraining order.
All I'm trying to tell you is if you want to see his ass, that's the show.
Okay,
that's it.
Noted.
All right, so Amanda and I are now in the relationship phase where we can be slightly annoyed with each other. The honeymoon period is pretty much over. And I want to give you two instances. One, I only realized this morning when you were telling the story about Bart that there are times in our relationship. Well, no, there are not a lot of times in our relationship when I'm the Bart. In this particular case, I was and it broke my heart. That one I'll do second. So I told you that we're moving my son Hollis up to Athens this weekend into his apartment. He's going to UNG. Then he's going to transfer to UGA. And man, he's got a great plan. He's getting the grades now. He's going to get that Hope Scholarship. Everything's looking great. What I did when we were going to sign him up initially for his apartment complex, and this is where she got so annoyed with me because she's like, you are robbing him of a quintessential college of experience. So they have this program that you can hire college students when you show up to the apartment at a certain time that will help you bring up all of the stuff into their apartments. So when I told her that I had hired a bunch of students to do that. So once we get to Athens, they will be helping these students, these random students that are getting paid. They will be helping us bring all the stuff up to his apartment. She was so annoyed. She's like, this is like the quintessential college experience. You should be sweating it out with your kids. You should not enjoy this experience whatsoever. And here you hired a bunch of kids that are taking these things out of our hands. She was visibly annoyed. She's like, you are so soft.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Yes. But I can assure you this, when I ran the idea by my ex-wife, who is my age also, she was like, thank you.
You are soft, but you are also older and wiser. Yep. And that back doesn't pick up things like it used to.
Tell me.
Those knees don't bend like they used
Tell
to.
Tell me, man. And Joe's going to be there also. He's my age as well.
Yeah.
So if Amanda wants to pick all that stuff up and run up there with the college students that I hired, go for it, girl.
And, you know, I appreciate it. So I used to do move-in day at my university because I was a hall director. So I would help kids move in on first day. And it makes everything go so much faster. It allows the family to actually be in the moment with their kid. It allows mom and dad to be in the room helping their son set or daughter yeah. set up everything. It's really cool. And because he's not in a dorm, you're kind of recreating that experience that he is missing, which yeah. is freshman move-in day. I think it's great.
Yeah, I can't even complain about her at all because she's been so helpful. I was telling Cassie you weren't in the studio. This is kind of a sidebar. She's just so damn sweet that yesterday, because I was at work and Hayden has been looking for any kind of job to get any kind of money right now to help his mom out because they are living together and, you know, he needs to chip in a little bit. So he's got social anxiety and he's very nervous about going from place to place. So Amanda volunteered for the second time now to take him to fill out job applications and go on interviews and calm him down before he goes in. So she goes with him yesterday. And then when she was done with that, she comes over to my house and immediately turns around and goes with Hollis and I to go school shopping for him for college. Mm-hmm. So I was thanking her yesterday, late last night before she took off. And I said, thank you so much for investing all of your time in my family. And she stopped me and looked at me weird and she said, that's our family.
Aw. She's so stupid thoughtful.
Damn her.
I know.
I'm almost starting to cry. I almost started crying last night. I'm doing it again now. And okay, so the second thing, this was my annoyance because of her sweetness, but I was the Bart in this situation. So I think it was last Friday that Fulton County Humane Society mm-hmm. had to euthanize like 30 dogs at 7 o'clock on either Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah. Lifeline Animal Services, they're struggling right now. Like there's overcrowding at a lot of the county shelters right now.
So I get this text from her and it says, I'm thinking about doing something and just begging for forgiveness rather than asking for permission. I have absolutely no idea what she's talking about, but she doesn't have the capacity to do that. So she comes clean to me and she's like, she's starting to text me. She's like, all of these dogs are about to be euthanized at 7 o'clock tonight. And Atlanta Humane Society is very good about marketing that the dogs that are going to be euthanized. They are trying to get, they're doing their job. I am not complaining about the way they handle their job at all, but it's their job to emotionally get you connected to these dogs, knowing that if you don't come and help out, these dogs aren't going to be around anymore. So on their Instagram, they're showing this one dog, Scrappy, that Amanda immediately fell in love with. A shy dog, little dog. They said he doesn't bark a lot. He just wants to be kind of kept to himself. So they're describing him. She immediately attaches herself to him. And then they show him on his last walk, and they literally say this is Scrappy's last walk before 7 o'clock. So Amanda comes in and she is crying because we are going to meet that afternoon, and she's like, she wants to go and she wants to foster this dog. So I become Bart and I become practical.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I am feeling so much guilt about it too, because I'm feeling the same. I love dogs, mm-hmm. and I'm always kind of like chopping at the bits to get another one, even though I know I don't have the time for it. I don't have the space for it right now. I have a dog that will completely ignore a dog that comes in the house. So I'm always thinking about it. So she brings it in or she brings it up and she tells me about it. And I immediately start taking a look at the pictures. And my knee-jerk reaction was, and she's crying. She's crying. There's tears. So
she's a sensitive soul.
She is, and I love her for it, right?
She cares big.
But we're in a position right now. She's living in one place. I'm living in the other place. When she spends the night at my place, which is more often than I'm at hers because of my work schedule, she brings Copper, her dog, in. And it's just like this back and forth. And we're kind of living these two lives, mostly her. The stress is on her. So I had to say, look, this is, you don't have the bandwidth for this right now. You know, you just don't. An almost 5-year-old that just started school again. You're going to be tracking this dog into your house, then into my house. It's become my dog also. We just can't do it right now. And I felt terrible about it. I felt so guilty about it. To make a long story short, we did not get any dogs. And to make a long story short, with a winning and a positive outcome, Scrappy was adopted.
Yay!
Oh my God, I'm so relieved.
I know, man.
When you can't end the story with that.
Yeah, right.
Even though we didn't adopt Scrappy, he did now.
Scrappy is okay. And I think they have another one of these coming up. I'm not sure if they have like certain days. I didn't really do the research on it. Like they're holding out and holding out and holding out. Then they have these days where they have to like do all of that in one day.
And just to clarify, Atlanta Humane Society is a no-kill shelter. So that's not happening there. This is
a Fulton County.
Yes, exactly. So it's the county shelters that get their over capacity. And if you've ever visited one, which I have, the overcrowding, like it breaks your heart. So if you are in a position where you can foster or you can adopt responsibly, then I highly encourage you to do so.
Adopting responsibly also is really, and again, it was going to be a fostering situation, but yeah. I also was trying to be practical about it. And when I'm the practical one in the relationship, we got a real problem. But I was thinking, look, we can't give it 100% attention once it gets into our house, then that's not great for it also. So I think adopting responsibly and not emotionally was the key that day. And it's still, the good news is Scrappy's okay. The good news is Scrappy is okay.
Yay for Scrappy!
Yay for Scrappy.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Moms, I'm looking for some real talk, and we can put you on the voice disguiser if you want to call. Here's my question. Are there moms and parents that don't like anything that goes with parenting except your own kids? You know what I'm saying? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So what I'm saying is you love parenting your own kids. You love being around your own kids. They're your greatest joy. But I feel like maybe I'm in this algorithm of moms complaining now more and more about everything outside the house. You know, this morning it was Abby that brought these comments in, right?
Yeah, it was from Kylie Kelsey's podcast, Not Gonna Lie. And she basically just said, you know, obviously having kids is such a privilege and a joy and I love my kids, but there are things that I know I have to put on pause right now that I miss, like just sitting down for long periods of time.
I am unbelievably grateful to have my tiny humans. It is a privilege, but I'm gonna get real honest about this. No one tells you this, but when you become a parent, there's many small joys you may have to put on hold. Here's my list of the top 10 things I miss most as a mom. I miss sitting down for extended periods of time. I don't even know how to dive in further. I feel like that so appropriately sums it up. I don't want to come wipe your butt. I don't want to get up and fill your water bottle. I don't want to see what that noise was. I don't want to. I want to sit my butt in a spot and I want to stay there. Okay?
That's not necessarily what I'm talking about. So she's parenting her kids and she's like, these are the things about parenting my own kids I don't like. What I'm looking about is because I'm seeing like on Reddit now and a lot of these algorithms just going, moms that really just like, you know, they love parenting their own kids, but they don't want to go to the meetings. They don't really enjoy going to the sporting events and having to do the small talk with everybody else. They hate the fact that they have to go ahead and decorate whatever it is they have to decorate for these different parties and stuff like that. And there's so much pressure on them to try to keep up with the woman down the street. They just really don't seem like they like anything about parenting outside of their own home. And I don't know if it's legit or not, but it's just a question. 1-855-BIRCHA.
I do want to clarify something because you said you're in this algorithm of moms complaining. We are not complaining. We are finally just telling it as it is.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. So
do you feel like this is a thing with some parents that, yeah, I love my own kids, but all the extra stuff, man, it's just, I don't like it.
No, I think we've hit a fever pitch and I think social media has exacerbated it where it's just, it's too much. There's too much and we can't keep up with what we feel is expected of us, right? And again, I was talking to a friend about this because like you don't want to complain. And she's like, no, you're not complaining. Like you are literally just telling, you're being honest about what it's like to be a parent and you're telling it as it is. Because I think for so long, everybody, you know, or at least, you know, decades ago, it was like, kids are the greatest. Being a parent is the greatest. It's the greatest joy of my life. It is so fulfilling. But I'm here to tell you, it's not always fulfilling, man. And I love that we are getting to like this brutal honesty of how hard it really is. Like you would think, yeah, no, I'm responsible for another human being's life. Of course, this is not going to be a walk in the park. Like this is going to be a difficult journey. But I think for the longest time, it was always downplayed just how energy sucking and time consuming and frustrating it is to be a parent. And now you've seen this pendulum shift, especially on social media, of moms just being honest. Like, you know, this S is hard and it's okay to say it's hard. No, you're not complaining. You're just being honest about the situation, man.
So I'm looking for extreme honesty, not about your own kids, everything that else that goes in it. You don't like other kids. You don't like sporting. You don't like any of it except your own kids. Lucy, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Love the Burt Show.
Good morning. Thank you. You're on The Voice Disguiser, and I would be too.
Yeah, so I love my kids to death. I have three kids. And honestly, right now, all the parents are wanting to set up play dates. It's like, come to my house, come here, come there. I can't stand them coming to my house. I don't want loud kids. I don't want kids asking for snacks 24/7. I only want my kids in my house. That just me?
Yeah, this is what I'm hearing more and more often. This is like, I love my kids. Yeah. I just don't like other kids.
Well, this is the number one reason I give people when I tell them like, oh, I'm not really sure if I want to have kids or not. Like, I would love to have a kid. Oh my God, you and the person you love creating a tiny human. Mm-hmm. But the thought of having to wipe someone's butt at 3 a.m. because they decided to have Cheetos? Not for me.
But again, these are two different things. Yeah. This is your own kid. What I'm talking about is the things that go along with parenting that aren't your own kids or aren't in your house.
But that goes along with parenting. Like having to be a parent, having the responsibility of always having someone rely on you for little things like that sounds horrible.
So you're talking about like, because you know, Jimmy's of the age now. The birthday party circuit.
Yes.
Like every single weekend.
You don't like it.
There was a birthday party at some kind of bouncy zone or bouncy place or bounce or whatever, Bounce-a-palooza. I don't know, but they're bouncing somewhere.
Now going by yourself with Jimmy, great.
No.
But going, I'm using this as an example. So going with your own kid, great. Having to go with other parents, these are the ones I'm looking for. Like, I love doing this stuff with my own kids. Constant birthday parties, and I don't want to have to make small talk with the moms. Hey, Gwen, good morning.
Good morning. So I was Girl Scout mom for about 2 years. I was a Girl Scout troop leader. And then after a certain number of years of doing it, I was like, I don't think I'm built to handle other people's kids. And I quit. So I was over it. And now I have kids who are heading into middle school and they're doing sports. I sit in the car. I don't feel like going in while the other moms are at practice. And then we ask people to volunteer to do carpool. I don't want your kids in my car. I don't want Cheetos in my backseat. Yeah. I already tell my own kids to clean up your mess before you get out my car. I don't care if I have a 7-passenger vehicle and there's only 3 people in this car. No.
My hunch is you represent a lot of moms. You're just the one that said it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you for calling. Here's Julie. Julie, you like your kids. You just don't like the whole other aspect of parenting.
Absolutely right. I love you guys. I am what you call a Venmo mom or a Zelle mom. You give me a QR code. You give me, you know, a way to give you a donation. I will do it. But listen, I don't need to show up. I don't need to wave the flag of like, yay, my kid's in, you know, elementary school. I will show up through money.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Just throw some money at it, baby.
Uh-huh.
I get it. And Rhonda, go ahead. Hello.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey there. I just calling because I absolutely hate every part of it other than getting to parent my wonderful son.
You hate every other part of parenting other than your own kid?
Yes.
Specifically what?
It's true. Just, you know, this, like you said, like the decorating, having to put the show on, the small talk, like at baseball games when we want to go to the park. It's just, I can't do it. I'm an introvert naturally, so it's exhausting.
Oh, for introverts, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And there's so much, though, that I could... It's just exhausting, right?
Oh, don't you... You're preaching to the choir, sir. Preaching to the choir.
This is The Burt Show.
It's Thursday. We call it Follow-Up Thursday, where we follow up on Burt Show storylines that you guys haven't had tied up in a nice little bow.
All right, so she was considering breaking girl code to date her friend's ex. Did she take the risk or not? Now, if you don't recall, Jenna called us because she had a crush on her friend's ex-boyfriend and wanted to know if she should pursue him. Her friend, she decided was a B-minus level friend. So
we're not so specific.
B-minus.
B-minus. Okay. She's not bestie. Uh-huh. She's not A. She's not even B. But she's B minus, so she's not quite C. I really honestly have no idea what that means, but okay.
I'm assuming like if you're going out and you are calling different people to go out at some point or another, the group gets too big. She's right on the cut line every time.
Or if you're going out, who you're calling to ask to go out, you call the A, you call the B. Mm-hmm. And then right before the seat, you call her.
Or maybe she got demoted. Maybe she did something to get the little minus in front of it.
All right, so her friend was a B-minus level friend. So dating the ex could cause drama in their social circle. They don't hang out all the time, but some of the time. Tommy reached out to the ex-boyfriend anonymously with 5 questions about dating scenarios to test if he'd be open to dating Jenna. Based on his positive responses, Jenna was considering shooting her shot. After getting the green light from her crush, we also secretly asked her friend how she feel about friends dating her exes. Oh, this is all coming back to me. Jenna's friend's responses were clear. She thought dating a friend's ex was absolutely off limits, a betrayal, and certain lines you don't cross. After hearing this, Jenna said she felt too guilty to pursue her crush, but we weren't convinced. So now we got to find out, did she or did she not?
Now, I have not read this update, right? I am just assuming that you can only put this on off for so long. Like, right now she's saying, you know what? Maybe, let me think about it. But at some point or another, she's going to come full circle and she's going to follow her parts, what her parts are feeling.
I think so too. All right, this is what the update says. It says, hey, Burt Show, I know I said I would back down from talking to my crush, but I couldn't hold out for long.
There we go.
And then right, first sentence, baby.
Tingly, tingly. All right, within a week, I ended up texting him and asking him to coffee. He figured out pretty quickly that he was the mystery crush from your radio show questions. Apparently, I wasn't as sneaky as I thought. Long story short, we've been together for a few months now, and it's been amazing. He said he'd always wondered about us, but didn't want to complicate things with his ex. Of course, my friend found out, and she's definitely not speaking to me anymore. I won't lie, it's been harder than I thought it would be. I really did care about that friendship, and losing the whole group dynamic has been tough. Some days I wonder if I made the right choice. But honestly, when I'm with my boyfriend, I remember why I took the risk. Sometimes you just have to go for what makes you happy, even when it costs you something. Thanks for the push, Jenna.
What do you guys think about that line? I really did care about that friendship.
I think two things can be true at the same time. I think she cared about the friendship, but this guy, she thinks he's the one. And so it's... I do. I think two things can be true at the same time.
So because this was a C-minus friend, right? Mm-hmm. If this is a B friend or an A friend and you use that line, I call BS.
Yeah. No, if you're A friend and obviously it's very apparent. If this is like your best friend
And it's going to be, she considers it a betrayal if you date her ex and then you go on to date her ex, then you don't care about your friend or your friend's feelings.
Yeah, because there's a certain intimacy when that breakup happens. Like if you're walking friend, if you're walking your A-tier friend through this breakup with this guy, then I think it looks so shady to then get with them, because then it kind of looks like, oh, maybe you manipulated the situation. But if this was just someone that this girl dated, you knew they were a couple, you weren't really walking them through like when it ended, I feel like you can still care about that person, but also realize like you kind of have the go ahead. Like they're not together anymore. And I don't feel like you have any loyalty to not dating them because they were just in a relationship.
I think too, it's, you have to look at the friend who dated the guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like you need to put your ego and pride aside. If you're out there in the dating world, if you've listened to just one segment from Abby, you know it's hard out there, man.
When you find someone,
right?
You gotta hold on with both hands.
So, you know, and again, she was like, this wasn't like an ex-fiance or anything. It wasn't anything like super serious. So if it didn't work out with you and it didn't end badly, it wasn't like he cheated on her. Like, so this was a very kind of like neutral breakup. So there's not a lot of layers here. There's some, but not a lot. Is you need to put your pride and ego aside, because if this person makes your friend happy, why wouldn't you want them to be happy? Why would you be like, no, my ex is off limits. You can't have him just because I had him. No, if they work together, then you should be happy for your friend.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any emotional ties at all to the ex. Yeah. And go, yeah, whatever, man. That was in the past.
You can't have a claim on them forever, especially not when they're calling you a B-minus friend. You call me a B-minus friend, lose my number.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.